Megan, you know what I love about our partner, the Essential Calendar? I love the product so much, of course, but I also love that it comes from a small business founded by two moms.
Right, just like us. Listeners, if you're drowning in details right now, like summer camps, travel plans, end of school year mayhem, give yourself the gift of the Essential Calendar, a seasonal, at-a-glance, poster-sized calendar for your wall. Get 10% off your order at theessentialcalendar.com/themomhour. That's 10% off at theessentialcalendar.com/themomhour. Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us, and we're the hosts of The Mom Hour.
On this show, we're joined by a team of unique mom voices from across the country and in different stages of motherhood to bring you tips, ideas, and encouragement, and to help you feel a little less alone.
We all know that motherhood is a lot easier when real moms share honest truths and remind each other that it's all going to be okay.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to The Mom Hour.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Mom Hour. I am Sarah Powers, and I have Megan Francis here. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Sarah.
Well, happy Friday. We're popping into your feed unannounced, but we like to do that every now and again. And we're here to share that you are about to get a classic from the archives. You're going to hear us do a Would You Rather game from back in 2018. Megan, do you have a memory of recording this? We were together in person.
I sort of do. I mean, we were in the bed and not in the closet, right? Wasn't there one we did like in a closet?
Maybe. I remember us. We were sitting side by side in a bed in my parents' house in Santa Barbara in their guest room.
Cracking up. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think it was, we were recording a lot. We had been together in person. And I think the idea to do a Would You Rather was rather last minute. but there's nothing more fun than a little Would You Rather. And I picked this one to replay today because this week we are celebrating our 9-year podcast anniversary. And so we went to do something a little fun and celebratory. So we're going to be back with a new episode on Tuesday to celebrate that as well. But in the meantime, you all get this lovely bonus. Megan, there was a Would You Rather question in here that sometimes I still think about and laugh about.
Was it one that you asked me or one that I asked you?
You came up with it. And it involves triplets. And I still think about it sometimes. So listeners, keep your ears open for that
one. It's so fun to think of us back in like 2018, like how innocent we were, you know, would you rather have a global pandemic or not? That should have been the question.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. How little we knew.
Or triplets. How about that?
Yeah, or triplets. Well, we're so thankful for everybody who comes and listens to us and is part of this community. And truly, there would not be a podcast if you weren't out there listening and supporting us and telling us you like our silly episodes and our serious episodes and all of that. So happy anniversary week to us. Enjoy this throwback episode, everyone, and have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, guys, and welcome to The Mom Hour. I'm Sarah Powers, and I'm here in person with Megan Francis. Hey, Megan.
This is so exciting.
So if you are new around here, you may not know we don't get to record in person together very often. And when we do, it's very exciting. Usually means one of us has traveled.
And it almost always means we're in a bed.
Yes, oddly enough. Lots of good acoustics.
Yeah.
We are together in my hometown of Santa Barbara. It is 25 degrees hotter than it usually is.
It's a little steamy in here, I have to say.
It is. and this is one of our More Than Mom episodes. So if you are brand new, welcome. But also, this is a little bit different. A couple of Sundays a month, we take a topic outside of motherhood and parenting, usually pretty fluffy and funny. And we have a good old-fashioned girlfriend chat about something that's not super instructive, but we hope you enjoy the ride.
I'm really excited about this one because we were in the car last night in an Uber or a Lyft on our way out to dinner. And we were trying to think of what we're going to talk about on the show today, because with the More Than Moms, we keep it really casual. Yep. And I usually come up with the topic like 5 minutes before we record. And I thought it would be really fun to play a game of Would You Rather.
Love
it. Because it's great conversation. And I think we'll learn a lot about each other and we'll have plenty to say.
I want to go first.
Okay.
I got to find my Would You Rathers here. I did them in a separate computer. Guys, we are podcasting in a bed, and there are three computers, two phones, two mics, cords.
A lovely bed, I will say, in Sarah's parents' house in Santa Barbara. It is gorgeous.
We decided if we could work from this home in these environment all the time,
we'd
rule the world.
We would. And I podcast in bed at home.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lovely linen headboard. I think I need one. It feels very comfortable and I feel like my sound is better than usual. So
yeah.
There's also a plethora of throw pillows.
There is, yes.
Abundant.
Many pillows. Acoustically, we're in the game here. Okay, so my first would you rather is motherhood related.
Okay.
Kind of back to the days, the heydays. So would you rather navigate a level 5 public tantrum in public? Like the kind, like your child is on the dirty
sirens
floor.
Sirens going off. Yeah. Okay.
Fists, tears, screaming like you are murdering them. Like that kind of the most embarrassing public tantrum.
Okay.
Or deal with the same level of diaper blowout when you're like short on wipes and don't have a change of clothes.
Okay. I think I would go with the diaper. I would rather go with the diaper blowout because I am cool in situations like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't get easily rattled by mess or gross.
Right.
And I would figure out some solution. Like I know.
We know from your mom fail episode that you once, or I guess it was John who Jerry rigged a diaper.
Yes, a diaper out of like paper towels and Meyer bags and stuff. but I think that I would figure something out. Like I would be resourceful in the moment. I wouldn't panic. And I would just either that or I would just go home. So it wouldn't be like the end of the world. But I feel like for the public tantrum, that would like target and trigger all of my worst mom triggers and insecurities.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't know what to do and I'd be sweating and like panicking and I would feel super uncomfortable. And that sounds like it's actually making me sweat right now.
So
what about you?
I would do the opposite.
Okay.
And, you know, both of us have to kind of acknowledge that, like, we've now done both of those things enough now that we know they're not the end of the world. So we're sort of having to imagine, like, back in those days, would we rather?
Right.
Or, like, what would we have rathered? So I would take the tantrum because I find myself more calm and cool with public parenting and public tantrums. They're not that I enjoy them.
Right.
But the diaper blowout, especially if, because for me, a trigger is feeling like I was unprepared or I should have thought of something because I usually am so prepared and I usually do have the diaper bag packed. And so it's a real like, I mean, shame trigger is a strong phrase. It's not like that, but it's like I'm kicking myself. I'm like, you should have had a plastic bag or a change of clothes.
So that's all you'd be able to think about.
Yes, I'd be really mad. The mess is clean upable.
Right.
But it's more of like, I'm very hard on myself with that kind of stuff. And for some reason with the public tantrums, I mean, they can be embarrassing. They're not fun, but I think I'd rather do that than the blowout.
This is a very interesting microcosm of both of our personalities and how they differ.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's fascinating.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised. Okay. So my first one is also parenting related. Okay. I honestly have no idea if we're going to agree on this one or disagree.
Okay.
So I'm going to go. Would you rather have triplets or 3 kids less than a year apart each?
Oh my gosh. That's such a good question. I didn't even think of like asking one like that. Okay. Less than a year apart each.
Yeah,
like so Irish triplets.
So like 11 months apart, 10 to 11 months apart.
I think I'm going to say the Irish triplets.
Okay.
It would be hard as sin. Hard as all get out. But I am a kind of like process oriented, compartmentalized person. So I feel like it would just suit my ability to be like, okay, now I'm doing this. Now I'm doing this. Now I'm doing this.
And then I'm going to do it again and again.
And then,
yeah.
And I think the triplets would be so hard and overwhelming.
They would be so hard. This would all be so hard.
Okay. I mean, it would all be,
I'm going to go with the opposite.
Okay.
I would do the triplets. And both would
be this question
really,
so
really hard. But I think for me, I am more of like a big project. Like I feel like I can do anything once or for a short period
of
time.
You like strap on your cape and you go.
Yes. And I think I could just be like, okay, I'm going to put my head down and I'm going to power through. And it would be super, super hard during certain parts, but it's like you'd kind of get through all the hard stuff at once and then you might have some respite.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would see that light at the end of the tunnel sooner. Whereas if I were my, say, oldest was 3 and I had just had a baby.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't even be 3, like 2 and some change. And I had just had a newborn. I would feel like I'd be stuck in this mayhem for years and years. And also, I think I would, you know how you start to forget about the phase that you're not in?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would feel like I was constantly straddling
constantly
different phases.
Relearning.
And relearning and like having a newborn and a toddler at the same time sounds like, I mean, it just sounds
really hard. Many listeners who don't, I don't know. Okay. If you are a listener and you have either Irish triplets or triplets.
Yes. Please let us know.
Let us know.
Which one?
Yeah, we'll have like, we'll put you on like a virtual debate team.
Yes.
But actually, we do have a lot of listeners who have twins and a singleton. Okay. Very closely spaced.
Okay.
So, and I know a few people in real life like this too, where there's a less than 2 year gap between twins and another.
So it would be similar.
I mean,
it would be kind of like the worst of both worlds, really.
It is like, so I don't have anything to say about that, except I know you're listening. Actually, Kelsey, who works with us, her, I think they're about 2 years apart exactly.
Yeah.
And they're three, the twins are three and then five now. So that's like, okay, like getting a little bit of a breather. But like, can you imagine having two crawling 9 month olds and then like a 2.5 year old?
Well, I just did the math in my head. And if you truly had Irish triplets, one would be a newborn, one would be 11 months old, and the other one wouldn't even be two.
This is a travesty.
I mean, just think about that.
It's like, not a travesty. 11
month olds are going
love,
into that,
yeah,
that like stage that's really, really hard.
Yes.
And then the older one
it's
would be like
one.
Firmly in that stage. It's really, really hard. Yeah. And even newborn.
At one point, you'd have 2 1-year olds. Like a 13 month old.
I can't with this. If this is your life, I'm so sorry that we're like seeming to tear it apart.
You're really blessed. Get us wrong. You're so blessed. But
and you're an amazing person. So please tell us how you're surviving. I want to know.
Oh my gosh, that question made me so happy.
Sarah, we both know this time of year can be crazy. So this is a great time to get ahead with no prep, no mess meals from our sponsor, Factor. I love how these meals are ready to eat and delivered right to your door. I mean, you can't beat that convenience, but most importantly, they're seriously delicious.
Yeah, Megan, I agree. Our whole family was impressed with the quality and flavor of Factor meals we tried. And it turned out to be a great option for my teenagers when they got home late from a theater practice or came home from school super hungry. There's zero prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Factor meals just need to be heated for about 2 minutes and they're ready to go.
Yeah, and for any listeners with wellness goals this month, Factor has 6 menu preferences to support your lifestyle, whether you're trying to boost your protein, avoiding meat, or simply focusing on well-balanced meals. And you can pause or reschedule deliveries to fit your lifestyle.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. Head to factormeals.com/momhour50 and use code momhour50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code momhour50 at factormeals.com/momhour50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
We are welcoming back Vionic as a sponsor today. And Sarah, I will be honest. I was sorting through my warmer weather wardrobe the other day, and it could seriously use a refresh. But you know what's good to go? My shoes. I've got a great selection to choose from thanks to the Vionic Vitals collection. And lately, the pair I keep putting on again and again is the Uptown Loafer. I have 2 pairs, one in sand suede and the other in camel leather. But please don't make me pick a favorite.
Oh, I won't. I'll let you keep both. That's so funny, Megan, because I was a little jealous of your Uptown Loafers. I was the last one on our team to get a pair, but I just did. I also got mine in the sand suede, and I think I've worn them like 4 times this week. They really finish off a cute spring outfit. The Vionic Vitals collection has the best essential styles for everyday wear to get you ready for spring. And no matter what shoes you choose, you'll be on the go in comfort because every single pair of Vionic shoes delivers their trademark VioMotion technology for a difference you can feel. Vionic sandals, sneakers, and flats all offer incredible support, stability, and cushioning. And every pair comes with a 30-day risk-free trial, so it's easy to try them out.
Use code THEMOMHOUR15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at VionicShoes.com when you log into your account. That's a one-time use only. Vionic shoes. Wearable well-being for your feet.
Okay, should I do another one?
Yeah, do another one.
All right. Okay, so would you rather, this is totally different and kind of short.
Okay.
Would you rather give up caffeine or alcohol for 1 year?
That was my question.
I mean, we knew we'd have.
But
did
okay,
you put a 1 year timeline on
it? I felt like this one was mean, actually. When I put it, I was kind of snickering to myself. Mine was more specific, though.
Okay.
Mine was give up coffee or wine for you, which is a little different.
Yeah. I'm saying all caffeine and or all alcohol for 1 year.
Okay.
We can answer both. We can just do them quickly in tandem.
So I honestly think that I would probably give up the caffeine because I thought about this question because I wrote it for you. Because I love beverages, but like to me, the effect of the caffeine isn't really the point of the beverage. Like I could just as easily have an herbal tea or if I wasn't having, you know, tea or coffee, I could have hot chocolate and be totally fine with that. But wine isn't really replaceable.
Yeah.
You can't replace it with something. I don't care about booze, like whatever. Yeah. I like a beer every now and then. That's fine. But like to me, the flavor of a wine isn't something I could swap out with something else.
Yep.
And everything about it, the temperature.
Yeah.
That it's served at
the experience,
the flavor. Like I just wouldn't get that from anything else. So yeah.
Yeah. And I would say the same. And I've actually cut my coffee consumption down quite a bit anyway. And I'm now I sleep through the night. It would be a different question if that caffeine was like super essential. Like the coffee used to be so essential and I barely had time to enjoy the wine.
Yeah.
Now my life is a little different.
Right.
So I would definitely give up coffee before wine.
You know, I'm a tea drinker and I love my morning tea. But I will sometimes have two or three cups that I'll make with the same tea bag. And by the time you get to like the second cup, there's no caffeine left in there. And it's like sometimes it's I put in too much half and half and it's basically like just milky tea water. And I love it all because it's just warm and comforting and it's like my ritual.
She is a beverage oriented.
You've seen how many beverages I go through in a day.
First of all, she told me that she puts 4 LaCroix in her purse before she goes out.
When I go someplace.
That makes you sound really crazy.
Not before I go out. Like, not when I'm like going to go out to dinner or something. But if I'm going to be spending a long day. Okay, so if I was going to a rehearsal or something and I was going to be away from my house for several hours, yes, I would put 3 or 4 LaCroix in my purse.
And you've told me you don't mind them room temperature.
I love room temperature drinks. I'm actually very attracted to room temperature drinks.
Guys, if you're regular, you know we did a whole More Than Mom about beverages. We also did a whole More Than Mom about what we put in our bags. So this is like very crossover episodes right now. Okay, should we keep moving? So we kind of did both, but you do another one because that was just, we just both answered that one.
So here's one that's like a little off the wall.
Okay.
It's feeling very California.
Okay.
Very Southern California.
Okay.
Would you rather be forced to get Botox or be told you would never be allowed to try Botox? Now, this is an interesting question because you're probably not even thinking about Botox yet.
No.
But
I know a lot of people who are and do. I think if I could control the quantity and the circumstances, I would rather be forced to do it. Because I have no immediate plans, but the people I know who've done Botox have done, in some cases, very minimal.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been like a gateway procedure to like other amounts of crazy work.
So I agree.
Okay.
I actually used to have like a super knee-jerk reaction about Botox, but then I saw it done last spring and it was interesting. I have no desire to do it. I don't have forehead wrinkles.
You have no, I almost dropped a swear word because it irritates me. You have no forehead wrinkles.
I can make myself have them if I work
know,
really
but
hard.
Now so mine between, are just
between my eyes, I'm getting like some fine lines just from like kind of scrunching up my eyebrows together. And I have seen that you can have it done on your eye, like the stuff around, like your crow's feet, it's supposed to help. But I don't feel any real need to have it done.
No, you have, she's 41 almost this month, guys, and she has dewy teenage skin.
It's because I'm sweating right now, but
we are.
We're sweating.
We're both dewy.
But I would also choose, excuse me, to be forced to have it because I never want any options to be removed for me ever.
Yes.
And the idea that I couldn't try something later would make me want it and it would drive me crazy.
And the other thing is this technology and everything changes so much that like I would think, well, yeah, maybe I'm never going to do it, but who knows? It's going to like even get less intimidating, less invasive. Like I'd rather. So we're the same.
So this isn't an ad for Botox or anything. I make it through my entire life and never try it.
Right, me too.
But like I just think it's an interesting question.
Right. And I've just seen enough people do it in a very low key way that as long as that was an option and I wasn't forced to like go crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I have another parenting one.
Okay.
And this is special just for you.
Okay, thank you.
It's particular to you. Would you rather take all of your kids to a parade by yourself on a hot day?
Okay.
Or read Dr. Seuss books aloud for an equivalent amount of time. So, you know, 2 or 3 hours, like a big sit down Dr. Seuss fest.
Sarah.
I know it's mean. Okay. If you don't know, Megan does not. Well, neither of us like parades.
No, I think I'd have to do Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, me too. But that's easy. They don't bother me.
I don't like reading Dr. Seuss books. There's exceptions.
Yeah.
Maybe I could pick the ones I like.
Yeah.
I like the Lorax.
Story-driven ones that rhyme, but there's a story.
Yeah,
I actually enjoy.
They're okay.
It's the Fox and Socks and the
Hop on Pop and like And Cat in the Hat feels like one long tongue twister to me.
Right, and it is really long.
It's hard to say the words, and my mouth gets tired.
I love Yertle the Turtle. Do you have that one? It's Yertle the Turtle. And then there's two other ones in that.
What about Horace Hears a Who? That's not Dr. Seuss. It's just that style.
No, I think that is.
Is that Dr. Seuss? Mm-hmm. I always actually liked that one.
Yeah.
So yeah, this doesn't sound... I mean, Dr. Seuss is not my preferred reading.
And that would be an epic session, but you could do it. You just grab a lukewarm LaCroix and go to town.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'd be okay. A hot parade with all of my kids. It's something I've done.
Yeah.
I've done it multiple times, but I've really not enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And now I just opt out of the parades entirely.
Yeah. So we're big on opting out. Okay. Your turn.
Okay. So here's one that's, now I have to swap in because I had one of my new.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is going to sound a little weird.
Okay.
Okay. With your kids the ages they are now, would you rather have to sleep train them again or potty train them again?
That's weird.
But just put a twist on it. So it's their personalities right now. It's everything about them right now. What would you rather do?
Oh.
Because this changes my answer. The age thing changes my answer.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd rather sleep train them. I don't ever want to potty train again.
Especially not a 10-year-old.
Yeah, not a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. Yeah.
But for me, part of the ease of sleep training, I never really got too worried about sleep training was that my kids slept with me.
Yeah.
And now I cannot have 5 adult children piling into my bed. I would basically I would be forced to potty train them.
Right.
So that was kind of a dumb one, but
I like it though.
We are welcoming back Ritual as a sponsor today. Megan, we both try to make healthy choices, but sometimes it's tricky to sort through fact and fiction when it comes to supplements and vitamins to figure out just what they're doing for us. That's why I'm glad Ritual keeps studying their products and sharing the results, especially as it relates to women, since women are the focus of all Ritual's products, including the Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin.
And the results are super reassuring. Just as an example, Ritual conducted a university-led clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, and it was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin is made with high-quality and traceable key nutrients in clean, bioavailable forms with 9 key nutrients in 2 capsules per day. Plus, they are leading the industry when it comes to sustainability. They use lower carbon packaging and prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients. That kind of thoughtfulness really matters to me.
No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/themomhour. Start Ritual or add the Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/themomhour for 25% off.
Sarah, we're welcoming our sponsor, Element. That's spelled L-M-N-T, a zero-sugar electrolyte drink that leans on current science about what our bodies really need in order to deliver the most effective hydration possible. Sarah, Eric is really into keeping up with health research, and he's been insisting to me for years that we actually need more salt to stay hydrated. Turns out Element agrees because they've developed their product based on a growing body of research that shows that for optimal health outcomes, we actually need to be taking in sodium levels at 2 to 3 times government recommendations. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it really is, Megan. And, electrolyte deficiency or imbalances can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, brain fog, and weakness. I know I can feel really rotten when I'm dehydrated. And also, I don't love the taste of plain water, so I'm not that great about drinking it. Element makes a huge difference in how much I'm enjoying my hydration and in how I feel, and it's super easy to fit it into my daily routine. My favorite flavor of Element is the grapefruit, but if that's not for you, we're going to get you set up with a variety pack so you can find your favorite Element flavor. Plus, Element has a no-questions-asked refund policy. You don't even have to send the product back to get your refund.
Yeah, you can receive a free Element sample pack containing 1 packet of 8 flavors. So you'll get 8 total packets free with any order when you purchase through our custom URL. That's drinkelement.com/momhour, DRINKLMNT/momhour. This offer is available exclusively through our partnership, and it's available for both new and returning customers. To get that offer, again, go to drinkelement.com/momhour.
Oh, I have another good one for you. Okay. Looks like I left off in the middle of a sentence on one of them. We're really winging it today. Okay. Would you rather go for 1 month without any Wi-Fi, phone, or any virtual connectivity? Like none.
Okay.
So you don't have the internet on your phone. You don't have Facebook on your phone. You don't have email. You don't have your computer. Nothing. For a month.
For a month.
Or shave your head.
Well, wait a second. I'm trying to think about this. So the options are give up my internet or shave my head. Oh, I'd give up my internet.
Really?
Sure. First of all, I'm growing my hair out.
I know, but it's hard to have nothing.
Like, you also feel like it would be one of those things that like you could feel good about?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very romantic idea of the detox, but a month is a long time. And I'm not saying like you get to go to a beautiful cabin in the woods and like do yoga.
You just have to go about your regular life.
You have to go about your regular life.
And you see everybody else on their technology. Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's hard. But I'm still, for two reasons, I'm still going to go with that.
Okay.
One, I think I'm on my phone too much. And I think it would be one of those things that would be really hard. But like,
sure.
I could kind of force myself to buckle down. And maybe at the end, I could write a best-selling book about my month-long detox, tech detox. And number two, you know how long it took me to grow my hair this long?
I know.
It took me like 3 years.
Okay.
So no way would I shave my head right now. No, I'm going all the way. I'm going the distance.
All right.
So how about you? Would you also...
Yeah, I wouldn't like either one though. I mean, that's kind of like not a fun one to choose, but yeah, I mean, I would give up the internet. I don't want to shave my head.
You know,
I don't, or, but even like pixie cut it. No,
exactly.
I do need a haircut, but not that level.
Badly. I have no more. I'm out. I'm going through these really fast.
Nope.
Okay.
It says, would you rather travel to Europe or get...
Oh,
and I don't know what I was going to say. So
that sounds like a happy one.
I know it was. It was going to be, but like still a hard choice. Like,
ooh.
But I lost track.
I'm just going to say travel to Europe. I don't even care what the other thing was.
Okay. Oh, I do have one more. See, I did a lot. Okay. Would you rather perform your dream role in a musical?
Ooh.
Or have a lifetime supply of free clothes from your dream retailer? I couldn't think of who that would be for you. Like just your favorite clothes to wear for life.
I would still go. So I am actually playing my dream role in a musical.
I know. Tell everybody
about that. I just got cast as Roxy Hart in a local production of Chicago,
woo-woo,
which I have literally wanted. I mean, I've always loved that show. But then when they did the movie in, what was that, 2002?
Yeah. No, not quite. 2000 or 2001.
Okay.
I think. But yeah.
When that movie came out and I saw it, I was like, I need to play Roxy. And I never had the opportunity. Apparently, it's a really hard show to get the rights to.
Oh, interesting.
And... there's never been an opportunity, and then it came up, and I remember also thinking at one point, like, I'm gonna be too old by the time this comes around. So I've done a lot of shows over the last couple of years, and I tend to kind of fall now into playing a lot of mom roles, which is great. I've played some really good parts.
Yeah.
But the idea of kind of doing this like sexy, fun, like song and dancing number kind of thing, I kind of felt like I'd passed that. Like, I didn't really feel like that opportunity would come back my way, because I am kind of just settling into a different kind of role, which is great. But this is like the perfect. It's the perfect combination. I love the music. I love the show. The cast is going to be great. So I'm really excited about that. And honestly, it will represent 3 months of my life, and then it'll be over forever. That's the thing about doing theater.
Yeah.
You work your butt off for 3 months or 2 months or however long, and then for your show and the run, and then it's over and you never do it again. You never do that experience again.
Right.
But that's what makes it so special.
Yeah.
So I think... as much as I would love to have clothes for the rest of my life, I can just buy clothes.
Yeah. I love it. I think I knew that's what you'd say, but
what would you say? I know you don't act,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if
you don't have fantasies about acting.
Not really. No.
No. Okay.
Singing. I would like to come back in my next life and just belt it out.
So like a lounge singer?
I don't know.
Interesting. It's
never
too
late.
I
don't have an equivalent for that. Okay, well, we should probably wrap up, but this was super fun. And you guys can just tell us your would you rathers. You can also pose a would you rather.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. So I think the way people are hitting us up lately is Instagram. Seems like that's where you are. If you're on Instagram and not following the Mom Hour, it's definitely, I think, where our comments are really engaging.
Yeah, I agree.
But we're also on Facebook, and you can also email us hello@themomhour.com. And you can also leave a comment on the show notes for this episode, which are at themomhour.com. Just look for this episode and then leave us a comment. And we're getting great comments there too. So lots of ways to stay in touch.
Yeah.
And check back with us on Tuesday. We're gonna have a great episode.
Looking forward to this.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Sarah here. Megan and I would absolutely love it if you hit pause right now, right where you're listening, and left the Mom Hour a rating and review. If our show has helped you feel a little more confident as a mom or a little less alone, that's one of the absolute biggest ways you can thank us. And it really takes about 30 seconds. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, just navigate to the Mom Hour's show listing. So not the episode you're listening to right now, but the kind of landing area for our show as a whole. And then scroll down to leave a rating or review. Thank you so much.
Sarah, I started a Substack last spring, just kind of as an experiment, and it turns out I love it. I'm treating it kind of like an old school blog, writing about things that are happening in my life.
Megan, I've loved following your stuff on Substack, and I actually just really like Substack in general.
You know, we've both been a lot less active on Instagram lately, and I'm finding that Substack scratches that itch to connect and create without all the busyness of a typical social media feed. So I would love it if Mom Hour listeners wanted to look me up there. I'm at meganfrancis.substack.com, and that's Megan with two A's, meaganfrancis.substack.com.